So this week it's National Picnic Week, and we love a good picnic. The weather's nice outside, we can go out and take the blanket, all sorted. But it's becoming quite a rare thing, going outside, seeing people outside. And we're joined by Debbie Bird, who's a mother and editor of a leading parenting website. And she's going to really show us how to spend some quality time with our little ones. Hiya, Debbie.
Hello.
How are you doing?
I'm very well, thank you.
Good, good. Well, thanks for joining us, Debbie, first of all. And I want to say, you know, with the research that's come out today, what does it say about the people in our area?
Well, the research done by Pombear for National Picnic Week has found that your area has a slightly higher than average spending time with their children. You're less than 15 hours a week, is at 55%. So UK, it's about 39%. But you are below in terms of concerns. The parents aren't that concerned. The 40% of your parents are concerned that the children are watching far too much TV and playing computer games and using gadgets.
And it can be very difficult to be a parent these days and do all these different things. What pressures do mums and dads face?
I think a lot of parents these days are suffering with the fact that we all, you know, a lot of us are having to work. So we have got less time to spend with our families than perhaps you would have done sort of, you know, 20 years ago. You know, we have to have this sort of two incomes coming in. Children are at school during the week, so you've got less time free to spend time with your children. And I think where National Picnic Week comes in, which is just sort of focus your attention on actually a picnic's a really good way of bringing the family together and having some fun together.
Would you say it's very important then to spend a few extra minutes maybe going outside doing activities and, you know, having picnics together because you can sort of bond and make sure that you talk to each other still?
Oh, absolutely. And I think a picnic is a really good way of doing that, which is why, you know, as a picnic, you can cater for all the age ranges. You know, so if you have got a younger children and slightly older teenagers, perhaps, and you've got grandparents, you can bring the whole family together with a picnic. It's great to get out and about. And, you know, I'm sure around Birmingham, you've got so many lovely places to go and sit in the park, or, you know, just go and find a place that you can just chill, spend time with your family, sit and enjoy and share food and snacks, and just have that lovely time, play rounders, just really being interactive and sharing, you know, what limited time you have got together.
You mentioned a few activities there. What can we do in order to create that time, though, to spend with our little ones?
It's not easy. I'm a mum. I work as well, and it isn't easy to find time sometimes. But I think if you can plan it in, you know, do look at the weather forecast. Yeah. Appreciate it's not always great in the UK, but, you know, plan a picnic. If the weather's bad, do it in your house. You know, get the kitchen floor with a rug on it and have some fun there. But I think it's planning, really. You know, look at what's going on. There must be something locally. There might be some festival going on or a craft fair or something like that you could go along to. You could have your picnic and really enjoy some time together.
Are there any events going on for National Picnic Week?
I think the encouragement is very much about make your own event, plan right. Your own family picnic. I mean, the website does have some ideas and some really good picnic spots, but obviously everyone needs to find their own sort of local thing. But I also think in terms of ideas, there is things like what to put in your picnic, you know, how to plan your snacks and what to put in it. You know, use the children as well. Say, what do we want in our picnic? What food do we want to have on there and our drinks, and get them involved. And then you can sort of build up your event and make your own picnic event.
And do you think they're still popular with families today?
Yes, I think they are. I think it's just, again, it comes down to time. I think sometimes they take a little bit more planning than perhaps something else where you can just go along and be entertained. But I think if you can just put a little bit of effort in, plan it, put it into the diary and say, right, we are going on a picnic. This is our day to be together as a family. We've got all the bits with us, you know, we've got the rounders bats and we've got the hamper, we're off. And it's just a really family occasion. And I do think they're still popular because they're quite a nice, affordable thing to do.
And it certainly beats sitting in front of the television with fish and chips, doesn't it, really?
Oh, absolutely. I think, you know, there's nothing nicer than sitting on a rug with the sunshine and, you know, some lovely snacks and, you know, dare I say it, a glass of wine for me, for the old, and some lovely juices for the children. You know, it's a really nice, pleasant place to be. And I think the children will, they crave your time. They crave your attention. And I think if you can spend time with your children, you know, a couple of hours on a Saturday afternoon playing rounders with them, they'll remember that.
Absolutely. Where can we go for more information? You mentioned the website.
Yes, it's nationalpicnicweek.co.uk, which have got lots of things on there for parents to have a look at. And, you know, one of their top 15 picnic spots might be just around the corner from you, so it's worth a look.
So instead of week, we can make this international picnic year, really, eventually.
I think we should, absolutely. I think, you know, it's nice to focus your attention for a week, but I think absolutely any time of year, you can have a picnic in, you know, let's have a Christmas picnic, you know, put it around the Christmas table, you know.
Excellent stuff. Thank you very much, Debbie, for joining me today. It's been a pleasure.
Pleasure. Thank you.